This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan on a very special edition of The Rundown. We have sort of a family portrait here. Miles, Mura, and Connery O'Brien joining us from New York City. Thanks for being with us. We're talking about digital brains. And really, Miles has got a fascinating story about what's been happening to the minds of teenagers, including his own. How have things been changing? And you guys all have your laptops together, right?
Yeah, just in case you want to text us or tweet us, Hari, we're ready. You know, this old-fashioned, fully duplex conversation is so 1990s, you know? But we'll do it for you.
Okay, good. So you kind of had an opportunity to take a look at how the teenage brain or the adolescent brain is evolving with all of these technologies. How they consume information is structurally different than how you and I used to consume information when we were their age.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, we all multitask these days. Pretty much everybody multitasks. We came to the game a little later. These guys are growing up multitasking, and it happens at a time when the brain is in crucial stages of development. It's a period called pruning. Your brain gets to about 90% of its adult size when you're about 8 years old. After that period, the connections start pruning out, and whatever you're doing in that period of time, it's kind of use it or lose it. Whatever you're using gets reinforced. Whatever you're not using goes away, gets disconnected. So the question is, with all the things they are doing, the Facebooking and the IMing and the texting simultaneously, iChatting, through this process, how is that affecting their brains? Are they better brains? Are they worse brains? Or are they just different?
So Connery, for example, when you do your homework, just give me an example of how you do it.
If I'm writing an essay, I might have the essay pulled up, and I might also have, like, my Facebook page, and I'll be talking with a couple of friends. Sometimes my dad notices that I will be video chatting with the friend while doing the essay. Sometimes the friend will be helping me, or sometimes I'll just be talking to them while writing it.
And you think that you can focus that way?
Yeah, I really do.
It's kind of a gauzy focus.
I get too bored if I can't have other things pulled up.
Okay, so for example, in the middle of these conversations right now, what's on your laptop? What else are you doing?
I'm not doing anything on my laptop right now, but Facebook is pulled up.
She's ready. Just in case somebody posts something good, she's ready.
And how about you, Mura? You video game quite a bit, and in your dad's story, you had a kind of an interesting exchange with basically a professional video gamer.
Yeah, that's right.
Professional gamer, Mura O'Brien. I'll be so proud of you, son.
Explain what's happening to the adolescent brain when they're video gaming. What positive side effects could there be?
Well, you know, the counterintuitive point here is that it actually improves their visual acuity, their vision, their peripheral vision, their reaction time, their hand-eye coordination, and their ability to multitask. You know, we say, oh, gosh, these games are awful. And the truth is, the games you think are the worst, the Halos of the world, the Call of Duty, Black Ops, the first-person point-of-view shoot-'em-up type things where you're blowing off people's heads, actually improves a skill set which might help you later in life. And I know that made you happy, right?
Yeah, that definitely made me happy. Yeah.
So, Mura, what do you think? I mean, how do you really think that actually plays out in your world? I think that you're sort of problem-solving or anticipating things just as if there's a monster coming around the corner?
Yeah, no, honestly, I think I have better, I can predict things better in some ways, I guess. I can see where if something is coming, you know, I guess a little better than I did before I became a huge video gamer like I am now, I guess.
Miles, you had a chance to put your brain in the fMRI and the magnetic resonance imaging, but almost in real time, you could see how your brain was lighting up in different parts. What'd you learn?
This was my brain on multitasking, Hari. It was really interesting because what happened was they were basically feeding me two questions at once, one in each ear on headphones, and the idea was to correctly answer both questions even though they were coming down the pipe simultaneously. It was a bit of a challenge. So when you look at my brain just listening to one question in one ear, you know, you have probably 10 spots of the brain that light up, so to speak, because the brain is networked. You know, whenever you're thinking in a lot of places. Then when the two questions came down the pike, it lit up additional places, and those places that were already lit up became much larger. So it really taxed my brain in ways I didn't anticipate. The bottom line is, with multitasking, you can do it, but there's no free lunch. You pay a penalty. You don't do the tasks as well. You listening, guys?
No, they're probably not listening.
They're not.
I'm listening.
Yeah, sure.
So, Connery, are you able to pay attention to this interview and the Facebook page just as easily?
Yes, I am. Definitely.
So, Miles, after the research that you've done for this story, are you convinced that we're building better teen brains?
Parents always worry about new technology their kids are exposed to. My parents worried about me watching TV. I'm sure another generation ago, you're listening to the Lone Ranger on the radio too much. Cavemen were worried about the kids playing with fire. The truth is, they are learning in a way that is perfectly suited to their environment. And one of the things I didn't get into in the piece, which is really important, is we need to have our education system think about this, because they're teaching by rote. They're making them memorize things. You can get anything instantly on Google if you need a date. So teaching kids dates and places doesn't make a lot of sense anymore. We need to think about how to teach them to match the world they live in.
All right, the O'Brien family joining us from New York. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.